Episode 972, In Your Weakness, You Are Strong.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, rise and shine. It is Friday, and that means it's confession day. And yes, we are talking about in your weakness, you are strong. There is so much happening in this world. There's so much happening in your life. There's so much happening, everything around us on a daily basis, that we need to understand that in your weakness, you are strong. We're going to chat about that today, how it affects our children, how it affects our family, how it affects you personally. You're going to want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I want to start off first by saying that our family is specifically praying for, and I know our community is praying for, those that are in the path who have already been hit by Hurricane Irma, those who are trying to still dig out from the floodwaters that Hurricane Harvey and Tropical Storm Harvey left behind. You know, you think about the forest fires that are happening up in Canada and in the Northwest, and it's crazy. Our world is crazy, and we wonder what we can do. And then we sit here and think, and I got to parent through all this. I got to have a strong marriage. I've got to go to work with a smile on my face. I got to get up and like be motivated and inspired to do something more than what I really want to do. And all honesty, I don't want to do it. You're not alone in that feeling, because life is hard. We were never promised easy. But in your weakness, you are strong. The pain cuts deep when your child hurts. When you hurt, when your spouse hurts, when your child hurts, it hurts you. Probably more so. You want them to have every opportunity. But it's in your weakness, you are strong. Giving your children everything. What does that teach them? Life is easy? To be ungrateful? It's all about me? No reason to work hard, and I'm the best. There's no one like me, and that's true in that statement. There's no one like me. There's no one like you. But it's our ego that sets in, that selfishness that says, look at me. What are you going to do for me? What's in it for me? It's like that's the radio station you turn on. You buy things because you say, what's in it for me? You listen to this episode going, what's in it for me, Christiane? I'm here to tell you, it's in your weakness, you are strong. My heart breaks when my child doesn't get what they work so hard for. Whether it's studying for a test and getting a B or an A, whatever it is that they are working hard to achieve, and they don't make the grade. They don't make the lead in the musical. They don't get first chair in band. They don't get the solo part in the concert. They don't get the recognition on stage for all the hard work like everybody else did. They were left out. Or a simple thing like you open up the program and their name is spelled wrong. My heart breaks. I'm human. I'm a mom of five. I don't like it. And I know you don't like it when your child or someone you are very close to, if you don't have children, are hurting, because you want them to have every opportunity. But if they got everything that they wanted, how would that serve them? Having our children succeed and get what they want makes parenting easy. It's our escape route. If they get what they want, if we just give them everything on their Christmas wish list, how is that serving them? It doesn't serve them. It serves you. It serves me. Because it makes parenting easy. We don't have to use a two-letter word that we're so afraid of, whether it's scheduling our own lives or whether it's parenting. I'm calling it like it is. It's no. No, you can't have that. No, I'm sorry this happened. It's no. You don't always get what you want. But if we give it to them, what? It makes parenting easy. And who doesn't want easy? I was watching the U.S. Open. Oh, yes, you know, I've been watching it. And Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens was playing in the semifinals. And it was totally mind-blowing. I already warned my children. I said, guess what, guys? It's on. Mama's going to be loud. I am going to be screaming at the TV. And oh, yeah, I was loud. In fact, my daughter, number three, Ashley, she stood at the foot of my bed and said, Mom, do you realize how loud you are? And I said, no, this is normal for me. And I just smiled. And she knew. She knew that that's Mom's normal. But I warned them because I tend to project very loudly. I really don't need a microphone. But I was watching this absolutely extraordinary, mind-blowing. There's not enough words that you can say about this match between Venus and Sloane. And just when you thought one had it, the other one came back. And you're like, ah, it went to three sets. If you know anything about tennis, for women, that's you have to win two. They went to three. It was incredible. With each miss came a win. But at the end, Sloane Stephens won and is off to the finals. Now, my hat off to Venus. She played hard. She's incredible at her talent when it comes to tennis. She is an eloquent woman, very classy. And it broke my heart to see her lose. But yet I was excited for Sloane and her win. Someone had to lose the game. Venus or Sloane? In your weakness, you are strong. Venus lost, but you know what? She's going to gain strength from this. She may be 37. I think that's how old she is. But you know what? She's going to come back even stronger. During part of that commentary, a little backstory on Sloane Stephens, Chris Evert said, if everyone came back from an injury like this, then everyone should have an injury. In your weakness, you are strong. A lot of people don't realize that Sloane took off a year because of an injury and then came back with a different coach from Chicago. And now she's playing in the finals at the U.S. Open. Her first career match ever. Write that story. In your weakness, you are strong. It's from our falls we learn how to get back up. We don't have to give our children everything in order to give them success. We want them to succeed. We want them to have every opportunity that we never had maybe. Maybe that's your thought. Well, I didn't have it, so I want them to have it. We always want to have the better than what we did. And that's a great thing to do, but how is it serving your child? Yes, in some degrees, it's very important to have that. Don't get me wrong. I think we should help our children excel in their talents. But it's this mentality that, well, I don't want them to fall down. Your child would never have learned to walk if they didn't fall. It's from our falls we learn how to get back up. So how can you get back up to show that in your weakness you are strong? Here is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Persevere in your weakness. Persevere in your weakness. That's hard because when you're weak, what do you want to do? You want to give up. You want to throw in the towel. Venus had an off game. One of the sets, she wasn't playing well. She lost the set. Then Sloane came and she lost the set. And Venus found it. You see, it was this give and take. This whole thing of that when you're down and out, you still have to persevere. You still have to get through. It's Romans 5, verses 3 and 4 that says this, we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Persevere in your weakness. What does this look like? Let's break it down. Number one, stay teachable. Always be willing to learn. We will never arrive until we are called home. And I'm not ready to go home yet. I have that conversation with God. I'm like, God, please, you know, Lord, I know that I have not fulfilled everything and all your dreams here yet, right? Because I really am not ready. I mean, I'll be ready when he calls me, but right now I'm like, oh, please. Because yeah, I do think about it. I'm a mom of five. I think about what I want to do, not my legacy that I will leave them, but my living legacy right now. I got some major dreams, and they're not my dreams, they're God's dreams. But you got to stay teachable. Sloan did. She was out for a year and then comes back. You don't think she came back off of her old doings, do you, before she got injured? No, I don't think so. She learned. Venus, every fall that she took, she learned. She remained teachable. And even though she lost in the semifinals and the U.S. Open of 2017, I guarantee you this is a win for her. Why? Because it's in your weakness you are strong. So stay teachable. Number two, execute what you do know. We are so quick to knock ourselves out. We fail. Oh, that's it. I'm throwing in the towel. It's easier. And we're all about easy, right? That's why we want to give our children everything, because if we just give them everything that they want, we don't have to parent. That's an easy way out. But you know something. Maybe all the variables didn't add up at that particular time. So execute what you know. Number three. This is a really important one, and I want you to let this one really sink in. Chew on it a little while. Not just with me talking here now. Later, an hour, 2 days from now, a week from now. Rest in God's power. You see, we try to do everything of our own strength, what we can control. But it's in your weakness that you are strong because of God's power. 2 Corinthians 12 verses 9 through 11. This is Paul saying this. He said, but he said to me, and this is God, this is what God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Paul continues, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest in me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What do you feel weak in today? It's in your weakness that you are strong. And it's not because of your strengths, it's because of God's. It's of God's strength. It's really I want to say it's just like easy, right? It's easy peasy. It's the mundane. It's habitual to go in and say, oh, well, I can do this because I can do it. It's all about the me, the I, the ego, the me go. I'm going to go because it's all about me go. But it's not about you. It's all about bringing the glory back to whom has created you. And that's God. What are you in search for? What is your child searching for? You see, it's not in your strength that you're made strong. It's in your weakness you are strong. Maybe you want some help with this. Because it's hard. Life is hard. And it's better when we do it together. So I want to come beside you. I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. It's a coaching call with me. It's free. No strings attached. If you've never worked with a coach, maybe you've never even been to counseling and you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is like, I don't know. I want to press the button, but I'm afraid to press the button. You know what? It's confession time. Press the button. If you're getting that urge in you, like I've been wanting to for a while now, but I'm scared. So you're operating in your own weakness. How should you be operating? In God's strength, not of your own. That nudge is not coming from me. It's coming from God. I don't believe that you're here by accident listening to this episode. Even if you've hit subscribe and you're a loyal family member, because remember, I consider you family. You're just not anybody. You're family to me. And when you listen, it's not because, well, I feel like I have to listen. No. It's because there's something there. There's something more. They're not my words. They're God's words. I take a lot of notes and I write these things out, but sometimes I go out on a tangent. It's not me speaking, it's God speaking through me. So if you're feeling that nudge, click on the link, take aim. Take a chance. Take a chance on you and the opportunity to transform your life. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Because remember, in your weakness, you are strong. I love you so very much. Have a blessed weekend. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.